From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before a national election, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday over the economy, tax policy, race relations, and foreign policy in a televised debate. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, said the Obama administration came into office facing a bleak economy.
Remember where we were 8 years ago. We had the worst financial crisis, the Great Recession, the worst since the 1930s. That was in large part because of tax policies that slashed taxes on the wealthy, failed to invest in the middle class, took their eyes off of Wall Street, and created a perfect storm.
Donald Trump, a wealthy New York businessman and the Republican nominee, accused Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, of agreeing to a bad trade deal with Mexico and Canada.
The NAFTA agreement is defective just because of the tax and many other reasons. Secretary Clinton and others, politicians, should have been doing this for years. What's happened to our jobs and our country and our economy generally is, look, we owe $20 trillion. We cannot do it any longer.
Trump vowed to renegotiate what he called bad trade deals that take away U.S. jobs. Opinion polls show the race to November 8 close. Elections in Somalia are being delayed again over security concerns. Voting for the parliament was set to begin this weekend with the appointment of a president October 30th. Facing a threat from al-Shabaab, the parliamentary ballots being pushed back to October 23rd, the presidential contest November 30th. Iran says it's released a retired Canadian-Iranian professor detained for security charges. A foreign ministry spokesman said Huma Houdfaraz released on humanitarian grounds. This is VOA News. The embattled Syrian city of Aleppo sustained more airstrikes Monday, killing dozens in the rebel-held eastern sector. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the innocent are often the targets of these strikes.
Over the weekend, we saw the specific targeting of the headquarters or staging areas used by the White Helmets, the relief organization, the first responders in Syria that are just trying to provide for the basic needs and safety and well-being of citizens who were caught in the crossfire.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the government of President Bashar al-Assad and its Russian allies seem, quote, intent on taking Aleppo, destroying it in the process. He also discounted a report the Assad government is prepared to take part in a unity coalition. Meanwhile, Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim, in a Lebanese interview, blamed the U.S. for the renewed fighting and challenged Washington to provide evidence it is serious about separating rebel groups not covered by a U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire. A final peace agreement between Colombia and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, was signed Monday, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. The conflict, which erupted in 1964, displaced millions and left more than a quarter million dead. Numerous heads of state and diplomats attended the signing ceremony in Cartagena, among them U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
This is an enormous step forward to end the longest-running war in this hemisphere, one of the longest in the world. So we care about the stability, we care about ending the violence, we care about building the capacity of Colombia itself to continue to contribute to the stability of the hemisphere.
Kerry said the U.S. could remove FARC from its terrorism list. The U.S. Monday called on Vietnam to release a land rights activist and two bloggers from prison. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
The use of criminal provisions by Vietnamese authorities to penalize individuals for exercising their right to freedom of expression, which is provided by Vietnam's constitution, is, as I said, troubling.
Vietnamese political blogger Nguyen Thu Vinh and his assistant lost their appeal last week when a court upheld their jail terms and reaffirmed they abused their freedom and hurt the state's interests. Another court last week sentenced Con Di Tu to 20 months in jail for causing public disorder. Japan's top naval officer said he's open to engaging with his Chinese counterparts after dozens of Chinese warplanes flew over the Macau Strait Sunday near the disputed islands on the East China Sea. U.S. scientists on Monday said they spotted evidence of water vapor plumes rising from the moon Europa that circles Jupiter. Europa is considered a top candidate for life in our solar system. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.